We're back with pediatric nurse practitioner Susanna Stuyvesant and Dr. Wanjiku Jirogi. Dr. Jirogi, I apologize. I am just doing a real number on your name, and I will owe you many tote bags for your patience with me. So thank you for that. So, Susanna Stuyvesant, I'm going to go back to you here because you said this is the summer of badminton. I'm not sure that's the answer everybody wants, but I've got two questions about a really popular sport, and here it is. Here they are.
Hi, my name is Quinn, and I'm 8 years old, and my question is, I usually play on a soccer team. Will we be able to play this summer?
My name is Gavin, and I'm 9. I live in Fairbanks, Alaska. Most summers, I play soccer and race BMX. Both soccer and BMX happen outside. My parents say I should probably take the summer off from BMX and soccer because of the coronavirus. I think BMX and soccer are probably okay because they're outside and because they're fun. Now I'll miss them. What does the expert at NPR think?
Susanna Stuyvesant, we're putting you on the spot here.
Well, actually, it's okay because I am a soccer player and I had my spring season canceled as well. So, in addition to that, I was super excited to watch the national women's soccer team play in the Olympics this summer. So I am feeling the burn of no soccer. But the thing about soccer is that the coaches recommend 5,000 touches per day, okay? That's a lot. And most of those should be in drills. And those are really easy to do with one friend or just in your backyard. And you don't necessarily need one of the smart soccer balls. For Gavin, for his BMX, I believe there's a way that the group could probably figure out a way to do that safely. Maybe it would be going on the course one at a time, which I think is probably pretty different. But I think that that is something that by using guidelines that are on the CDC for camps and daycares reopening and things like that, I think they could probably follow some guidelines and get that up and running in some way, shape, or form. The other things are passing the ball in lacrosse, shooting on the goal. So there are ways to do these, but we're not going to be in that close contact, especially for the physical sports. Basketball, you can definitely do. Everybody has to bring their own ball. And remember to wash your hands before and after. And no one-on-one, just playing games like knockout and horse.
Okay. All right, let's go to Ben. And Ben is a freshman in high school in Washington, D.C., and here's his question.
Due to COVID-19, sleepaway camps and summer camps have been canceled. What are some fun activities, other than schoolwork or chores, I can do to keep myself entertained until the summer? Then, once summer hits, what are some projects I could do that would keep me entertained? Just some things that might help. I'm interested in meteorology. I like to take apart electronics, and I love biking and skateboarding. Thank you so much. Stay healthy.
Okay, I think, Ms. Stuyvesant, I think this has to be the last question. Did you hear that other than chores and schoolwork? Got it?
I know. I keep getting these other than chores questions. So, Ben, first of all, go to Jetstream on the National Weather Service at NASA. Check out their satellite meteorology website. They have a whole course for you. OutSchool is a website, and they have super fun classes about things like Percy Jackson, Harry Potter, Stan Lee, Marvel, and the history of comics. Go for your bike ride.
Okay.
Go to MTB Project.
Okay. Gotta leave it there for now.
Your trails.
Sorry. Susanna Stuyvesant's a pediatric nurse practitioner. Dr. Wanjiku Jirogi is an assistant professor of psychiatry at Perelman School at the University of Pennsylvania.